Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC and live online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. If you ask most music fans today to name the most popular downloaded artists, you could be pretty sure that they wouldn't be ranking Beethoven very high on the list. But last month, the BBC's Radio 3 defied conventional wisdom, offering live performances of all of Beethoven's 9 symphonies, all available as a free download. The results of that experiment are in, and they found that nearly 1.4 million downloads occurred in 2 one-week periods. An impressive set of numbers that have received a mixed response from the music business. Joining us to take a look at the results is Roger Wright. He is the controller of BBC Radio 3. Roger, welcome to Soundcheck today.
Thanks very much. Good to be with you.
So they're saying that the Paul McCartney Bono version of Sgt. Pepper from Live 8 will probably end up as the best-selling online downloadable track of all time. You know, we're not talking about a huge span of time. Its sales figures are just about 20,000 right now online. Now, I realize we're comparing apples and oranges here on a number of levels because your Beethoven symphonies were offered for free. But still, are you surprised at just the deluge of interest that they have garnered?
Frankly, John, we're all astonished. I mean, delighted at the interest that there's been in this symphonies download experiment. But astonished because we never imagined that there would be anything like that figure. Chiefly because this particular project, the Downloads project, was an add-on to our broadcasting week. We thought we were doing something special in broadcasting the complete works of Beethoven and nothing else. We cleared the schedule of BBC Radio 3 for a week, broadcast 24/7 just the work of Beethoven. That's all you heard, a bit of context around it, and in the middle of it was this live symphony cycle from the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester with the BBC Philharmonic. And we just thought, as an add-on and something additional and to get people's interest, we'd offer the symphonies as a download, and this has been the result and has been the running story since.
Well, now, could you measure at all whether the downloaders were largely newcomers to classical music? I mean, I would guess people who own iPods and do downloading tend to skew younger than the general classical audience.
We're still, because of the volume of downloads, we're still busy actually analyzing the results. But you know, certainly from the sort of first bits of research we've got through, there are many people who have not only come to Beethoven for the first time, but I think so far our figures are showing sort of around 5% are actually listening to classical music of any sort for the first time. And I think one of the other indicators that that tends to show that as well is that in the first week we offered the first 5 symphonies. And then, as you said, there was a second-week experiment. Mm-hmm. So people only had a week in which to do the downloading. In that first week when we offered the first 5 symphonies, the most popular symphonies for downloads were numbers 1 and 2, which does tend to imply that people didn't know their way around and they actually went numerically to where they thought they should start.
Right. And of the 9 symphonies, the first one that is generally considered to be of major musical importance, the Symphony Number 3, the so-called Eroica, is actually
the least downloaded.
So, but that's great. I mean, how do you suppose these people found out about it if they were not already listening to BBC 3 and this special week-long Beethoven festival?
I think what it shows, John, is the power of the internet and power of interactivity. We saw very quickly just how far news had spread about this particular project. You know, within days, it seemed, you know, we were being featured on Iranian student websites. Mm. However good BBC marketing is, it's not so good that it would get a Radio 3 project spread that far without the power of personal passing on from person to person, from internet organization to internet organization. It's simply the power of the internet. And what's really exciting, I think, and this is obviously something for the whole industry to pick up, is that there are people willing to consume, even though, and you're absolutely right to say, you know, this was a free download, and therefore it's not comparing apples and apples with the commercial sector. You're absolutely right that this has got to make us sit up in the industry and take notice of the way in which, you know, the audience in many ways, consumers, are way ahead of quite a lot of organizations about their interest and ability in consuming music of all sorts in different ways. Mm. And it's a really good sign, I think, for the industry that, you know, there are these new platforms out there. Because even if you took 10 or 15% of this downloading, you know, as a measure of people who were prepared to pay for it, and again, that's one of the first bits of research we're getting back, that's a huge audience still, and a huge new audience potentially. And actually a huge new way for audiences to actually be able to get hold of this music.
We're speaking with Roger Wright. He's the controller of BBC Radio 3. And when they put all 9 of Beethoven's symphonies online as a free download, 1.4 million downloads occurred in 2 one-week periods. Now, Roger, you mentioned the industry. If I'm a record company executive and I'm desperately trying to market my own box set of the Beethoven 9 symphonies, and then I see you moving 1.4 million of them for free online, I may not join in the general celebration.
What's really interesting is that obviously the industry and the recording industry particularly is as surprised as we are. Frankly, what we said from the very start, and I talked to lots of members of the recording industry, just as I talked to our Musicians Union, and I talked to, you know, the Association of British Orchestras, you know, other interested parts of the industry. When we discussed it to start with, before the thing had started, it was broadly welcomed as an idea, simply because there was a recognition that downloading in the classical area is an astonishingly immature market, and mm-hmm. that, in a sense, anything that we could learn from this and then would be prepared to share with the rest of the sector would be incredibly valuable to them. Clearly, as the weeks went on and we realized, you know, what sort of success we had, you know, there was a heightened sensitivity about it, which I understand entirely. And, you know, if this were the start of the BBC, you know, with some grand strategy ready to unveil to do free downloads in exactly the same way of all the standard repertoire, then I think, you know, we'd be have every understanding for the record industry's concern. That's simply not the case. You know, as I say, it's a one-off for this particular Beethoven weekend. It's a surprise to us.
And is that
the
why?
The thing to remember is that, you know, we were offering radio programs. These were not studio performances.
Right, right.
You know, what you got was, you know, the radio presenter actually from Radio 3 in the hall, introducing the piece, setting the context, the live performance, then the applause and the back announcement. So you got a radio program, you weren't getting a studio performance.
You were getting Jean-Andrea Noseda was the conductor.
Of course, there have been lots of members of the recording industry who've also said, you know, okay, you know, actually in many ways you've helped us now, you know, because, you know, we realize actually that there is this potential out there for us. You know, how do we work together in all sorts of ways, both as an industry generally within the recording industry, but also in partnership with retailers, with online providers, with broadcasters, to try and develop this market of legal downloads, because mm-hmm. there are people out there ready to consume it. So I understand the concerns about potential negative market impact. What we also know is that there is real positive market impact, because we know from the things that were being said back to us that there were people going out and either adding these downloads to the things they already had, or as a result of getting to know Beethoven, going out and actually purchasing Beethoven. So more Beethoven certainly will have been purchased in this period as a result of this downloading. And what we've now got to do is take stock, take a deep breath, and see where we can all go together. But, you know, the BBC actually doesn't have any plans up his sleeve to do anything on this scale. This was a sort of one-off for this Beethoven experience, but boy, we've learned a lot from it.
And I know you're still sort of going through the data. I mean, 1.4 million downloads is a lot of data to research. In terms of market research, though, when you finish all the demographic studies and things like that, you'll be sharing that with the recording industry as well?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, what we want to do is to say, you know, this is what we've learned. I mean, it's to everybody's advantage to be able to say, you know, we've got this information that we've got as on what has been achieved in terms of these legal downloads. You know, it'd be interesting to see, for example, you know, where the split of countries was. Mm-hmm. You know, how much came from the UK, how much came from outside the UK. You know, those sorts of things I think are very important to share. But also, I think, you know, just to lead a dialogue about, you know, the way in which the industry can develop. And if the BBC can play a part in actually helping to develop that and growing the market for classical music, which is, after all, what it's all about, and growing the market for quality music making, then actually that's going to be a great advantage to everybody.
Roger, a quick last question. You say there is nothing else up the BBC's collective sleeve along the lines of this Beethoven experience and the success of these downloads. I understand that later this year you will be doing a similar week of broadcasts of Bach.
Yes.
Will there be...
When we did Beethoven, we announced that we would do... When we announced Beethoven, we announced we'd do three composers and their complete works this year. One was Beethoven. The other was Anton von Webern, which we will do in a day, because obviously his music doesn't last so long.
Right.
On the 60th anniversary of his death in September. And at Bach, at a Christmas, we'll do Bach, J.S. Bach. We don't have any plans. We have to tackle it in a completely different way. The principle is still the same, that we'll broadcast the complete works in just over a week and nothing else. And the listeners are already, you know, really looking forward to that and gearing up for it. We have to do it in a different way because Bach's a very different sort of composer.
So
I think the one thing that we just need to take notice of as broadcasters, and I mean, I know this will be an issue for broadcasters, you know, the world over, that our audiences are getting used to the notion that instead of receiving things in real time, instead of receiving things when we, the broadcasters, think that they should receive them, what they want to do on their own devices is to be able to take the material that we're offering, take the programs, store them and consume them when they want.
Right.
And I think that turning of the power over to the audience is an incredibly important thing that we've got to recognize. And so, you know, whilst we're absolutely sensitive to the notion in terms of downloading that the recording industry and other parts of the sector would have, we should also remember that, you know, our audience pays a license fee for BBC services. They have, in effect, paid for this material. You know, we support five orchestras of the BBC. They're one in 60 people on our staff is a member of a BBC orchestra. And that costs £28 million a year for us to sustain. So they paid for this material. And I do understand that actually what we've got to find is different ways of getting that material to them in a way in which they'd want. So,
all right, well,
you know,
Roger, I'm going to have...
This technological world, you know, which is changing day by day, and we just need to be able to be very sensitive about the way in which we handle it, but also sensitive to the audience's demands that they want to receive the material in new ways when they want it.
Well, and clearly 1.4 million downloads shows a lot of interest in receiving that music in a new way. Roger Wright is the controller of BBC Radio 3. We've been talking about the Beethoven experience, an amazing experiment in the UK. And Roger, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Soundcheck. Good luck with Webern in September and Bach in December.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to Soundcheck.